Good morning, MGTOW man. I've got a selfie stick. That means my dick's really long and really thick. Hey, wow. Gosh, it levels out a bit. It's not as... what's the word? It's not as... it's much smoother than holding it by hand. Well, here is the cat. There we go. He's in a fucking hospital. Yes. Whoa. Come on. Yeah. If you want to shit. There's not much in the way of dirt here, actually. So, now let's find you some fucking dirt to shit in. Come on. There you go. Come on, peanut. Come on. Peanut. Damn it. Come on. Damn it. Yeah, that's good soft. Oh, have a shit. Yeah, there he is. Some real dirt. Yeah, go for a shit. I'll stand and admire. He's a good cat. One of the dangers of fucking long not all people who farm are cunts, but people who farm and leave large amounts of fucking fencing wire around the place to sort of tangle up in your vehicle or triple over or some other sort of shit, they're cunts, you know. That's highly negligent because the wire will take, you know, depending on the location and climate, it might take 20, 30, 40, 50, fucking 60, 70, 80 years, fucking plus, just rushed away, you know, and in that time it can wrap itself around your fucking legs, over your feet, you know, and generally be a really fucked thing to sort of get involved with. So, and wow, this is really good. Yeah, so he's pleased to be able to roll, to smell the dirt and to feel the dirt and to dig in the dirt. And he's not busting for a piss or a shit. He's picked up a bit of a lung infection from the fucking vets, you know. And in one sense, there's no point in sort of saying, pointing the finger and saying, oh, who gave him the fucking infection? Whose fault's that? Because it's like, you know, vets are sort of centres of diseases, and You know, they took all reasonable precautions. Before they gave him the general anaesthetic, they let him sort of, gave him a day or so to sort of empty his guts out so he wouldn't vomit it up and it would go into his lungs and that. And so, you know, you can only can sort of conclude that, you know, the sick cat's come in, fucking, he's on antibiotics and all sorts of shit, but I guess, you know, give him his fucking antibiotics for another 5 days or whatever, and he should come pretty good, you know. If he's allowed to get out and run around and stuff, he should pick up, feed him good, you know. So, yeah, there's me little peanut. Archer, eh? Yeah, he likes to catch thorns in his feet. That one little wound is about $450 worth of fucking medical bills, you know. It's a lot. So I'm going to have to just pay that off.